It is an important and popular fact that things are not always what they seem. For instance, on the planet Earth, man had always assumed that he was more intelligent than dolphins because he had achieved so much. The wheel, New York, wars, and so on. But conversely, the dolphins believed themselves to be more intelligent than man for precisely the same reasons.
May 12, 2005. Time for Living in Sin. Been a while. 2 weeks. I've lost half my staff, and with me in the studio tonight is the one and only.
It's just me, just Largo.
Just Largo.
Unfortunately, the grim specter of death has separated the boy from us tonight. Not to imply that the boy himself is dead. But he is off at a funeral down in, he's in Memphis?
Yeah, I believe he's in Memphis.
So, he's half a country away from us.
Yes.
And we do indeed wish the boy were here.
Yes, we do wish the boy were here. And we do wish condolences to the family.
So, yeah.
So, it's been 2 weeks. Since we've had a show.
And unfortunately, life has gotten in the way of living.
Huh. Yeah, absolutely. Finals are finally over. My semester is finally over. I made it.
And there is light at the end of the tunnel.
Yes, and I start class again on Monday.
Yeah. Unfortunately, that life a train then.
Yes. Yes, it is. But I'm nearly done. 2 classes, and I will have graduated.
Yep.
So, that's great. We don't have a topic tonight, again.
Well, I'm sure. Okay, we need to set something up here. The fact that it's currently, what, 10 after 11?
That it is.
I've been hanging out with Dex since about, what, 8?
8 o'clock.
8 o'clock. And we have just been since, between 8 o'clock and now, constantly running at the mouth.
Yeah, we have had oral diarrhea for the past couple of hours.
So really,
now we have microphones.
If we'd have just had mics on, we'd had like 4 shows by now.
Yes. Albeit, they may not have been good, but...
Did I
use albeit right?
Yes, you did.
Yes, I did. Word of the day. Keep talking. We're going to do the word of the day.
The word of the day is albeit.
No. There's actually a word of the day.
Oh, there is a word of the day?
Sure.
I'm always fond of obfuscate myself.
You know what my favorite word is? What's your favorite word, Largo?
Oh, God. Wow, that's a question.
This is going to be a good topic.
Oh, man. There are so many good words.
Oh, I know. There are millions of them. In fact, there's a whole language full of them.
Well, seeing as I'm qualified to teach that language in the state of Pennsylvania, I'm well aware of that.
Okay, so you need to come up with word of the day.
Well, again, as I just stated, I'm fairly fond of the word obfuscate, which means to confuse or hide.
Obfuscate. Yes. Spell, please.
Obfuscate.
Obfuscate. It is a verb. No.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's a verb. To make so confused or opaque as to be difficult to perceive or understand. A great effort was made to obscure or obfuscate the truth. To render distinct or dim, to darken. The fog obfuscated the shore.
And, of course, we owe White Wolf Publishing a nod for actually introducing me to the word obfuscate.
Obfuscate was the word of the day on April 26, 2000.
Hmm.
Yes.
What's today's?
Today's word of the day is...
I don't think I'm familiar with that word.
No. I can't even pronounce it. Concomitant. Yeah, concomitant. It's accompanying, attendant, occurring, or existing concurrently.
I guess it makes sense.
Concomitant. Yes, I believe that is. It's K-U-H-N-K-O-M-U-N-T-U-H-N-T. Concomunant.
Yeah, sounds right.
Yeah. So that's the word of the day from 8-12-2005. Oh, I'm Dexter Douglas, by the way. In case you forgot.
I think by now.
Yeah, I should hope that you haven't forgotten. So my favorite word is a word that, and you'll understand why, because it's my favorite word on so many levels. One, it's so dynamic, and it means something that is actually very dear to me, and that word is interlocutor.
I don't believe I've ever heard that word before.
Interlocutor. I-N-T-E-R-L-O-C-U-T-O-R. Interlocutor. It stands, it's a noun, and it's someone who takes place in a conversation, often formally or officially, or the performer in a minstrel show who is placed midway between the end men and engages in banter with them.
Okay.
So it's basically someone who takes part in a conversation.
And you know this why?
Because I was often called... Well, no. One time I was called... when it was first described to me, it also meant someone who was on par with someone.
Okay.
And it was used to describe myself with a staff member of the university. Actually, a faculty member of the university. Who said that I was a very ample interlocutor.
Okay, I can understand why you like the word then.
Yeah, I like the word.
Of course, language is not necessarily our topic tonight.
No, but language is an awesome vessel.
It is magnificent and at the same time
the worst
aggravating.
Yeah,
because
sure.
as many thousands upon thousands of words as we have in the language, realistically, you always are limited by what there's always static between the sender and the receiver. What you mean is not necessarily what your receiver receives.
Language is a virus.
Language is a virus?
Yeah, I can't remember who said that. I'm going to find out right now.
I get to do a little soft shoe while you're typing. Great.
Yes.
But yeah, I mean it's.
Oh, no wonder I know who said that. One of my favorite authors.
Okay.
Who? William S. Burroughs.
Ah.
Yes. Virus is a language. Virus is a language. Yes.
Have another drink, Dex.
Sure. Language is a virus. I wish I could find the quote that had it. The word file. The sound clip. But anyway, continue.
I was just saying that the language in some respects can be amazingly precise. We have so many words that mean so many specific things, but at the same time, other words are so general as to be ridiculous.
Yes.
And
especially the English language.
Oh, my God.
Because...
The only rule in the English language is that there are no rules. Every rule has an exception, which means it's not a rule.
Though the rules are so obscure that they're often clouded by their usage.
Yep.
There's a little book on my bookshelf that helps me write. In fact, it's the only book that helps me write. It's Shrunk and White's... Is it Shrunk? Elements of Style.
Ah, yes. I don't know by the authors, but I definitely am familiar with Elements of Style.
The 14 Rules. In fact, I think there are more now, but the base 14 rolls that make up a good composition. I recommend anyone, if you're interested in writing and writing well when you get to college or even in high school, if you want to wow your professors and make them believe that you plagiarized, pick up Elements of Style.
Because Lord knows there's nothing better than making your professors think you've plagiarized.
I've been accused of plagiarism.
Yeah, I know.
And when the words that I wrote were my own, because it was not believed that, you know, you can't write this well. I'm not bragging about my writing abilities. I'm just, you should be able to brag about your writing abilities. It's a good thing to be, I can't write. I can't do math. Well, you better learn to do both, because they're both very important.
Unfortunately, I used to be able to do both. I can still write. Unfortunately, when I went to college, my ability to do math went directly out the window.
No, there's a difference between doing mathematics and doing arithmetic.
No, I mean my ability to do arithmetic. I have to count on my fingers.
That's fine. That's fine. I mean, but understanding the concept of numbers is something that, you know.
Okay, well, I can still understand the concept of numbers.
There you go.
I used to be able to do complex mathematics in my head. I can't do that anymore.
Speaking of William S. Burroughs, who is one of my favorite authors and one of the great writers of the Beat Movement, along with Ginsberg and Kerouac.
I don't really thought of Burroughs as part of the Beatnik movement.
Oh, he was very close to Ginsberg.
Really?
Yeah. Not the Burroughs, not Edgar Rice Burroughs.
I know who you're talking about.
William S. Burroughs wrote Naked Lunch, Nova Express.
Yeah.
There's a copy of Nova Express to you right there.
Mm-hmm.
Is very much part of the Beat movement.
Hmm.
In fact, there was speculation at one point that he and Allen Ginsberg were involved.
Huh.
Yes.
I had not known that.
Yeah, they were very, very, very close. Anyway, here's a little clip. It's called Words of Advice for Young People.
People often ask me if I have any. I don't. I think I'd need some water.
I'm just hearing music.
This is so very Burroughs.
People often ask me if I have any words of advice for young people. Words of advice for young people. Well, here are a few simple admonitions for young and old. Never interfere in a boy and girl fight. Beware of whores who say they don't want money. The hell they don't. What they mean is they want more money. Much more. If you're doing business with a religious son of a bitch, get it in writing. His word isn't worth shit. Not with a good lord telling him how to fuck you on the deal. Words of advice for young people. Words of advice for young people. Avoid fuck-ups. All know the type. Anything they have anything to do with, no matter how good it sounds, turns into a disaster. Do not offer sympathy to the mentally ill. Tell him firmly, I am not paid to listen to this dribble. You are a terminal fool. Words of advice for young people. Words of advice for young people. Now, some of you may encounter the devil's bargain to get that far. Any old soul is worth saving at least to a priest, but not every soul is worth buying. So you can take the offer as a compliment. They charge the easy ones first, you know, like money, all the money there is, yeah, but who wants to be the richest guy in some cemetery? Money won't buy it. Not much left to spend it on, eh, Grant? Getting too old to cut the mustard. till the young body grabs. Like three card money, like the end of the shell. Now you see it, now you don't. Have you forgotten something, Grant? In order to feel something, you have to be there. You have to be 18. You're not 18. You are 17. Old fool sold his soul for a strap-on. Well, I always try the easy ones first, and I'm an honorable bargain. You always wanted to be a doctor. Well, now's your chance. Why, you can become a great eater and benefit humanity. What's wrong with that? Just about everything. There are no honorable bargains involving exchange of qualitative merchandise like souls or quantitative merchandise like time. So piss off, Satan, and don't take me for dumber than I. No junk pusher told me, watch whose money you pick up. Words and advice for young people. Words and advice for young people. Words and advice for young people. Words and advice for young people.
You gotta love that old fuck.
Yeah.
Look, and ask me if I have any words of advice for young people.
That was nice.
It's a great track.
Yep. Who was responsible for putting that together?
I don't know, to be honest with you.
Oh, no credits on that one.
No, no credits.
Hmm. Obviously, we know who to attribute the words to, but...
Yeah, this was made just 2 years before he died, which is actually when he was the most... he was a bitter fuck his last couple of years.
Yeah.
He was always extremely bitter, but...
He's extra bitter.
Yeah, he's extra bitter. So, yeah, great stuff. Pick up Naked Lunch. Nova Express is part of a trilogy. Talks about viral cut-ups. You'll get it. If you don't... Great.
I was really expecting you to say something else there.
Yeah, well, I didn't.
Yeah, I noticed.
Yeah, it's William Burroughs is any of these postmodern writers, Baudrillard, is the most famous, only having since been bastardized by The Matrix.
For the most famous, I'm actually completely unfamiliar.
You're not familiar with Simulation Simulacrum?
Nope. But then remember, I come from a completely different background than you do.
Yeah, you have that odd. I guess if Luke has never talked about it, trust me.
By the way, I very much like to avoid any Star Wars talk.
Yeah, since next week is going to be the Star Wars Craptacular.
Yeah, next week is the Star Wars Extravaganza.
Yes.
We will be broadcasting. I almost said live, but I guess we really won't be.
Well, no, it won't be broad.
We'll be recording live at the line party for episode 3.
Sure. We will be. We had decided tonight that we are going to go see a midnight showing first.
So we know what to expect.
Right. And you'll know if the movie's good or not by the way we actually deliver the show.
Because if we start out saying, hi, this is Living in Sin, oh, God, shoot us. You can figure out pretty quickly whether the film was worth seeing or not.
I'm going to put a lightsaber through my throat.
But that's next week.
Has anyone committed suicide with a lightsaber?
I don't know. I mean, I've seen a comic book story where a Jedi did, but that's neither here nor
there. Where is suicide covered in the Jedi code?
I don't know. I mean, since it's very similar to certain Eastern philosophies,
yes.
I imagine actually if you have dishonored yourself, it's perfectly acceptable.
Is dishonoring turning to the dark side?
I would assume so, yeah. Although generally if you've turned to the dark side. No, we're not talking Star Wars!
Gotcha! just one last thing on Star Wars, which I saw. I have a copy. I'm a sucker for it.
Oh yeah.
I walk into a bookstore, and I'll see like the name of a movie and philosophy.
Yeah. I've seen The Matrix and philosophy on your bookshelf.
Yes, it's over there. Piece of shit. And there is the Star Wars and Philosophy.
Okay, I'm actually going to pick that one up.
Which I'm actually very tempted to pick up. I've seen Stephen King in Philosophy.
Which, we can get into King later.
Yeah, we can talk about some King. You picked up Stephen King on writing, didn't you?
Yes, I did.
Let's talk about that. What do you think?
See, a long time ago I started reading some Stephen King, and I wasn't impressed at all. But then a friend of mine actually started handing me The Dark Tower, and I just started reading that and have been branching out since then. And then just when I went to go see Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, I had a couple of hours to kill because I had missed a showing.
Right.
So I just, on a whim, because I am a writer, kind of, I picked up on writing. And, oh, my God, it was just, it's a half biography, half advice column, and the main thing it did was really make me discover the fact that I really like Stephen King as a human being.
Okay.
Because just the honesty that he put down in that book, and the openness, and just his sense of humor about everything, it's just, I would very much like to sit down and, you know, just shoot the shit with this guy for like an evening or two or five. Because it's just, he is a really, really cool human being. And that's the main thing I got out of On Writing. Very little to do with the actual craft of writing.
Yep.
It's mostly, I just got his personality out of it. And I am impressed. I'm very, very impressed.
I enjoyed the bits of Stephen King On Writing that I did read. And I think some of the advice in there was very sound. So, you know, there's that part in the back where there's a story. Mm-hmm. And he goes through correcting it.
And he actually, in Everything is Eventual, he finishes that story.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's cool. So it actually kind of fits. It's like this odd little aside.
Mm-hmm.
That's very cool.
And in the Everything's Eventual, he actually has a little introduction or a postscript to every story. And in that one, he said, I started this just as an example for On Writing, but then the story wouldn't leave my mind, so I had to finish it.
Nice.
And it's very good.
Very good. Wow. Yeah, I'll have to check that out. I kind of like this format we're doing right now where we don't have news to do. If you want news, go read it. We're going to talk about...
So essentially, we're done with the news. We're not doing news
anymore.
Well,
we may do news when it's important, when it's something that needs... like this a little bit I'm going to say right now. The Real ID Act was passed 100-0.
What?
The Real ID Act, which basically is the next step in creating a nationwide identification system.
Oh, so we're going to have the number of the beast branded on our foreheads. Great!
Yeah, apparently this thing will also allow things like RFID technology or, you know, some kind of barcode or a system for, magnetic strip or something. But there are standards that every state must adhere to when issuing IDs and driver's license.
Oh, boy.
So, and it could also create legislation that makes it, you have to show these IDs when entering not only government agency facilities, government property, like monuments and state parks and federal parks and things. So.
Excuse me.
But anyway, check that out. At EFF.org, you can find some more information on that.
I don't know. In one respect, I can see where something like that makes a certain amount of sense. But on the other hand, anything that gives the government that much more control over individual freedom,
yes,
I get very, very twitchy about that.
Goose-stepping morons like yourself should try reading books instead of birds.
Oh, you had that planned, didn't you?
No, I just stumbled across it.
Very, very nice.
Tell him, Sean. Yes.
But yeah, seriously.
Hitchhiker's Guide. Let's talk about Hitchhikers. What do you think? The opening quote from the show is from Hitchhikers.
Yeah, the album version of the radio play, actually.
Yes. Do you have a copy of that, by the way?
Believe it or not, I have a copy of the script, but I do not have a copy of the actual radio play itself.
Okay.
But
I wonder, is that released on any major label?
I believe it's available through the BBC. I'm not positive because I have not actually looked for it.
Okay. But anyway.
I want to clarify that one thing. I love The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy as a novel. I have read that novel probably more times than any other book in the history of my life, and I'm not entirely sure what that says about me. But it's just, going through high school, I read that thing at least once a month, if not more. I just adored that book. And I've read the script for the radio play, and I've seen the BBC television miniseries. And I saw the movie, and I actually liked it very much. I can't say that I loved it, but I liked it a whole lot. You've not seen it yet, correct?
I have not seen it.
But, yeah, I thought they certainly did some very interesting things with it. There were bits that were... I need to clarify one thing. A lot of people have bitched about this film simply because it is not an accurate representation of the book. These are people I want to grab and slap the shit out of. Because, of course, it's not an adaptation of the book. The book was different from the radio play, which was different from the album release of that radio play, which is different from the BBC television series, which is different from the musical, which is different from the film. Every single version of Hitchhikers that has ever been put out there has been different. And Dougie has had a hand in all of them, God bless his soul.
Good. Don't panic.
and don't get aggravated like I'm getting.
Yes, I like the new Don't Panic sign.
We have a new Don't Panic sign?
I believe there was. Didn't they make a new Don't Panic sign for the movie?
Well, it's the same pretty much as it's ever been. It's in large, friendly letters, the words Don't Panic.
That's great stuff.
But yeah, that's the main reason I've loved this book for years and years and years and years and years, is just the way Douglas Adams put words together. I mean, as an English teacher, this is one thing I feel very comfortable with, is just the arrangement of words. And good God, he was a master. I mean, the ships hung in the air in exactly the way that bricks don't.
Welcome to the starship Heart of Gold. Please do not be alarmed by anything you see or hear around you. You are bound to feel some initial ill effects as you have been rescued from certain death at an improbability level of 2 to the power of 267,709:1 against, possibly much higher. We are now cruising at a level of 2 to the power of 25,000:1 against and falling, and will be restoring normality as soon as we are sure what is normal anyway.
I got to pick up a copy of that.
Yeah. And, of course, the best line did not make it through that quote. It's, we have achieved normality. Anything you cannot deal with after this point is your own problem.
Great stuff.
Yeah, but to get back to the film version, I enjoyed the hell out of it. I thought that most death was a little bit too laid back as Ford. The Ford prefect that lives in my brain is a little bit more frantic than that.
Yeah.
But I still think that he pulled it off well. I thought everybody else was perfectly cast. And just, you know, once again, going into Largo's taste in women just a little bit more than we really need to, I just thought Zooey Deschanel is just gorgeous. That's really more than we need there.
No, that's good stuff. I might have to give you a little boost in
you think?
The microphone here.
I mean, I've got the mic just about down in my mouth.
Yeah, it just looks really, the waveform looks really low.
Hmm. Well, we don't.
It might just be me. It might just be that it's probably going to sound fine. I don't see any reason why it wouldn't. So
I'm assuming before we put the show on the air, we're going to edit that little bit out.
Why?
Okay, then. This makes us sound like the amateurs that we
are.
Yeah,
it's fine. This is postmodernism at work.
It is?
Yeah, Dr. Ray said that to me over the weekend when I was at the radio station.
Really?
Yeah, he's like, whenever stuff like that happens, he said, just take a deep breath and realize that it's postmodernism at its best. It's a quantum singularity. It's a quantum singularity that everyone who hears it becomes a part of that singularity. And never before could that happen until we dropped an atomic bomb.
By the way, how did that go?
Fantastic.
For the record, Dex actually made it down to the student radio station this past weekend, and I'm very proud of him for actually doing that.
Yeah, it was odd because I had a different picture of this guy. He has this odd, mousy voice and just kind of very laid back and reads things very carefully, and he's very articulate and very gentle in the way that he, you know, and I was expecting that, and I did get that. But what else I got with it was this, and Ray, I don't mean any offense if you listen to the show, is this guy is burnt out. He's got a dreadlock, and I mean that with one dreadlock.
Singular.
You know how the kind that they have, the whole ponytail dreadlock that comes down, looks like something like a Twi'lek.
Yep.
Kind of deal with a big shaggy goatee, pants that I'm sure he has been wearing for a couple weeks, and like these awesome moon boots and shirts with holes in it and stuff. But the guy knows his records, he knows his albums, he knows his music, and it was an amazing experience. It was an absolutely amazing experience because this guy is just working the board with this touch. Like, he just knows that, you know, how every piece works, and he just puts it all together, and it's just amazing to watch him just run this system and play these tracks and get the timing right on this stuff, and you know, and he knows every artist and who's local and who's not and who's been in the studio. He's been doing it for years since before this two studios split, and you know, all the shows, and we were talking radio talk, like, you know, I'm planning on going to the Dayton Ham Fest over the weekend. For those
this
of you
weekend, the weekend after.
Yeah, not this weekend, the next weekend. And, you know, he knew about that, and he knew about all these FM radio stations that I listen to. He's just a very, very, I think he has his doctorate in music, and a very, very, very cool guy, and a very cool guy to learn from. So thanks again, Ray. I'm sure if you knew how to download these, you would. And I appreciate it. And I'm having a hard time getting in touch with the officers for the radio station to see if we can get the show on. I'm trying very hard to get in touch with these people, but unfortunately the voicemail system's been disabled and their phones aren't, you know, and it's summer, and it's just, it's very hard to try to get a hold of somebody to get this stuff rolling, but we're going to get there. It's going to happen. Living in Sin will eventually make its way onto some sort of free-range radio station. In some form or another, we will get there.
I am very interested to actually try this in a professional capacity.
Yeah, and be it. And granted, it's only a 250-watt radio station. Whatever. It's most of this chunk of the county. Most of the part of town. I mean, you can get as probably as far as Port Matilda, if anybody knows. You know,
if anybody local.
Yeah,
listens.
Local listens. But the cool thing is they have an internet stream.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't know that.
Yes, and they have a very good one. They have a tiered for different connection levels. It runs through Shoutcast. And the cool thing is, if we can fill that up, we can get support. If we can drum up support for that station, we can get them some money. And if we can get them some donations, we can really dig that station out and get them to stop playing pre-recorded crap like all these other stations, and actually make it a community radio station.
I know the thing I'm most looking forward to is actually having some interaction with some live people.
I really would love to have some callers, and I want to do something now that I don't know if it's going to work. It's kind of going to be an experiment in process, but if you are running Skype, and if you know what Skype is a voiceover IP. Voiceover telephone, it's like an internet telephone system available online. You can Skype me at dex_Douglas. And generally, if you do that on Thursday evenings, anytime between 7 and midnight Eastern Time, you will more than likely get in touch with me or one of us. And if we can do it, you know, if you're willing, listener, if you're willing to, you know, to do this and try this experiment, Skype us, and we'll see if we can't get somebody on the air. I know it's a crude way of doing it, but it'd be cool if we could get it. In fact, I'm thinking about, for some time here, if I can get Largo to talk, I'm actually going to try to find some people, some random people, and we'll see if we can talk to them. Because it'd be so cool to see if we can get somebody else on here. Just out of random, we're going to do this cool little experiment here. So if you want to do some filler, if you can think of something.
Okay. Boy, jeez.
Sorry
like,
to put you. Sorry to put you on the
on
spot.
The spot here. Yeah.
Yeah. I'll try to talk.
Wow. Yeah. You know, I. Jeez. Because I. I could ramble on about the stuff that I put on my blog, but that seems kind of redundant.
No, you know what we could do? We could call Missy.
Who's Missy?
My sister.
Oh, yeah. Oh, man.
We'll see what, let's see what she's doing.
Probably sleeping by this point.
No. No, she's anything like her brother.
Well, she's nothing like you as far as I know.
Oh, well, okay. If she's from the same blood as me.
Okay, well, that
then,
she is.
Then she is,
Well, let's give it a go. See what
she is a night owl. I got the tricky part is going to be getting her on and then hurry up and reminding her
not
to use our real names. Yeah. Okay, let's give this a try. We're going to try calling her right now. Okay, we're using Skype. And I think, caller, that you should be able to... Yes, you'll be able to hear this. Let's see what happens.
Probably nothing.
I paid for this. It's like 10 euro, and you get like 2.2 cents per minute or something. It's going to be ridiculously loud. I don't know how to turn it down.
Hey, it's available at the moment. Leave a message, and I'll be sure to get back to you.
I got to edit.
Yep, and we didn't get her anyway.
No, so that's okay. I can edit that. Where's that at? 3603.
Yep, write that down.
Yep.
Well, it was a good idea anyway.
Yeah, it was kind of cool. Let's see.
And if we knew how to get a hold of the boy, we could do that.
Yeah, I would love to call the boy right now. That would be fantastic. That'd be fantastic.
Yep, but unfortunately not. And by this point in the evening, anybody I know is unfortunately already asleep.
Yeah, that's fine.
That's one of those bad things about the fact that I get here, you know, early enough. If we started the show at 8, we could actually get a hold of people and do things, but we just screw around.
Yeah, I know. So we should. Well, it's going to change because with me starting class and I have to get up in the morning, and my first class is going to start at 10, but then the next session is going to start at 8 a.m. So we're going to have to get in here like fairly early, get the show started, get it finished up. You know, get it edited and posted.
Well, that's the big thing is getting it posted because realistically, by the time you guys hear this, we will have had, what, 4 shows in the can? 5 shows?
So this will be the 6th show.
That are not posted. But
well,
they're
they
all
will be. They're done. They're
in,
all ready to go.
But they're all going
to
get posted in one, like, big brick.
Yeah.
So realistically.
You got some back listening.
You'll be hearing shows over a month and a half old at the same time you're hearing this fresh show.
Yeah, and that's my fault. I apologize. I've been so busy.
Well, you know, it's not like you've got things to do like try to graduate or anything.
Yeah, and it's not as if I am making money at this.
Yeah. This is a labor of love, folks.
Okay, we're going to call somebody here just randomly.
We got another person?
No, just somebody. Oh, boy, that's loud.
You're dialing a random number?
Oh, yes, I am.
Oh, my God.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes?
Hi, this is Dexter Douglas, and you are currently on Living in Sin. It's an online radio show.
Who's speaking?
Hello?
Who is speaking?
This is Dexter Douglas.
Yes?
And you are on a internet radio show called Living in Sin.
Apparently they don't like us.
They
very
don't
much.
Like that.
Okay. Random numbers, bad idea.
That's kind of fun.
Well, it was certainly interesting for the 10 seconds.
Here's one. Here's one in Spanish.
No. Dex.
Yeah.
No.
This is Living in Sin. This is what
Stop.
It's all about.
Stop.
Just one more. This is the last one. This is the last one. We're gonna call Gonzalo.
Oh, God.
Hola. ¿Cómo te llamas?
Oh, dude. You do realize it's 11:45.
Yeah, I realize it. This is fun.
God almighty. We're going to get fucking sued.
No, we're not.
Or we're going to get someone's answering machine.
No, these aren't really phone numbers.
What the hell is it?
These are just people who use the service. I'm not randomly calling people's houses.
That's what I thought.
No.
By the way, anybody who's listening to this currently, we apologize because this, I'm sure, is not the most interesting thing in the world.
No, but it's fun. Isn't it exciting?
Well, it's certainly interesting in that respect of, good God, what the hell are we doing? But
you know what we should do? We should do an updated... Okay. Emmanuel did this... Emmanuel did this prank, not really a prank, but this call a couple of years ago where he called a McDonald's. Somebody called a McDonald's.
Right.
And they said that they had dietary concerns. They had like certain things they could not eat.
Right.
And they asked them what was in a Big Mac.
Right.
And they said that they couldn't tell them what was in a Big Mac, but if they said what they couldn't eat, they would tell them whether or not it was in a Big Mac. So he names off these odd chemicals like sodium bicarbonate and riboflavin, and they're like, oh, no, that stuff's not in a Big Mac. You can eat that. It was great. And if crank calls weren't illegal in this state.
Yeah, that was the main thing I was concerned with.
But do you understand the number that this comes up with is like area code 000 and then like 012 and then like four numbers.
Right.
It comes up with some odd number. So, yeah, this is anyway,
well, again, it was an interesting exercise.
Yeah, it was a cool experience.
Unfortunately, it was rather fruitless.
Yeah, I wish that guy was like speaking. That was fun. No, we didn't call people's homes randomly late at night. Yes, you are on the radio, okay? You are going to jail.
You go to hell and you die.
Yeah, you can go straight to hell. But that was fun. Anyway.
You want to do a track now while we try to recoup?
Why don't we want to play some music?
We want to do the Hungry Lucy one right now?
Yes. Yes, I do.
Yeah, unfortunately, I did not do my homework appropriately, so I really have very little information about this band. The only thing I can really tell you is this is from their 2000 release, Apparitions. Hungry Lucy is a two-person band. Krista Bell is the person who does the vocals, and unfortunately, for the life of me, I cannot remember who does the music. But the track we're going to hear here is Bound in Blood Insomnia Mix. And I just dig it a lot. So
it's a great track. Can we get it queued up here?
Bring her up.
And
dead air.
Press play.
Yeah,
you're listening to Living in Sin.
Thank you.
Saved by the Buzz. That's a good track.
Yeah, I really...
Extremely loud, but...
Well, that's your fault.
Track. Yeah, sure it is.
But yeah, I really, really, really dig that track.
I am the master.
And that one is basically the one that's good enough to make me pick up the rest of their albums, which I don't have yet, but soon shall.
Okay. Sorry, my microphone's going to make some noise here because I put a rubber band around.
Oh, God. No noise. Ah!
Oh, the noise, 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 noise.
Bring the noise.
I love that movie. I find myself quoting that movie more than I should be in the middle of spring and summer. Because I make fun of Kid all the time. You know, I call her the mean. I'm like, you're a mean one.
Mr. Grinch.
Great movie.
Yeah.
I want to play this track while we're talking here.
Okay. What's this one?
It's if you listen to Off the Wall. By the way, we had a letter. I had a letter read on Off the Wall.
Oh yeah, yeah.
In which the show was referenced, and
that's great.
Emmanuel's cool about that kind of stuff. And it was great. So,
and we may have actually gotten a listener or two from it.
Perhaps
if we actually had shows to listen to.
If what's it called? Could ever Google ever, you know, indexed us.
We still don't show up on Google.
Not yet.
I'm well pissed.
We'll get there.
So what are we listening to?
It's a track from Hold Your Zerke called Blessed Easter.
Yeah,
and it's loading. It's buffering here.
So we're still going to try to talk over this, though, are we?
Yeah, we are. I'm going to let a little bit of it play in. Oh, it seems to be a problem. What does that mean?
What all?
Oh, it's just a problem with the media here.
Technology making our lives easier once again. Though.
Postmodernism at work. Check this out, Largo.
No offense, but it sounds like 8-bit Nintendo porn.
Just wait. It's coming. It sounds so good, though. It sounds like something off of Deja Vu or something.
Yeah, exactly.
It's something very cheesy, but
it gets
better.
Loud.
It's the Easter blessing of the Pope.
Oh, my God.
This is living in sin.
You
this
would
is
have
it right here. Huh?
You would have.
I know. This is it. This is Synthetica. This is taking pieces of things that are viral cut-ups, taking two things and overlapping them and getting this.
It certainly is. And
it's better than Enigma. But Enigma falls on the same line.
Well, somehow I don't think the Easter benediction is going to get you laid as easily as Enigma might.
Enigma can get you laid?
Oh, my God. You've never had Enigma get you laid.
No.
Try it sometime.
Like Return to Innocence Enigma?
Yes. It is a sex soundtrack.
What?
Good God, man.
I don't believe it.
Yeah, but somehow I don't think Pope John Paul is the good background music for getting nookie.
Why?
Because it's fucking Pope John Paul.
Yeah, fucking. You mean this can get you laid?
Not this track in particular, but...
Name of this album is LSD. Love, Sensuality, and Devotion.
Yes.
This cannot get you laid. This is with that weird chick from the library.
There's something wrong with weird chicks from the library?
It depends which one it is. Depends how long she's been a weird chick at the library.
I happen to have a very big fondness for weird chicks from the library.
Like librarians?
Depends on the librarian, but yes.
Largo, you like the library. Sorry, I
used to work in a fucking library.
I like them a little wilder than... Well, I don't know. It depends what section they're in.
Do not knock library chicks.
I spent all day in the periodicals, baby. Take me now. I will play Enigma and pull out some obscure newspaper from Cuba, and we will lay it out and do it right here on the reading table.
I am going to fucking hurt you.
Those lights are hot. As this guy is like... Yeah, nothing makes me come harder than chanting. This part especially.
Don't knock it till you've tried it.
Let's see. Let me think what the last song was that I got laid to. Because I'm not a big music guy. When I'm, I tend to be a little more busy than to reach over, you know, with my foot and change the track.
This is why you put something on, you know, that's going to last a while.
Let's see, what's the last thing let's see. This is probably the last thing that I...
I'm almost afraid.
That I got laid to.
Okay, I'm officially fucking creeped out.
No, maybe it wasn't that. Maybe it was.
You do realize, by the way, if either of us ever wants to use this as a resume for a real radio job,
unless it were like some odd morning show, The Drive with Largo and Dexter. The 5 o'clock work release program.
This episode is strictly out the window on the resume.
This is great.
God.
It's good stuff, man.
Somehow we managed to jump from language to getting laid to music.
This is how it works.
Again, punk has never really struck me as good music to screw by.
What about, let's see... I'm sure our only listener has stopped listening. They're currently like, man, what a waste of bandwidth. So yeah, send us the bill for your bandwidth.
No, don't.
Okay,
we're broke.
Actually, don't. Let's see. I've been listening to a lot of this stuff right now. And
punk?
No, not punk. I've always listened to a lot of punk, but...
So, you've been listening to a lot of Spanish music?
No, it's not Spanish.
What is
it?
Really fucking loud.
Okay, how about now?
That's a little bit better.
All right. It's the Specials, man.
I am unfamiliar.
Ska. Ska at its best. Some of you may recognize this track from the opening credits from... opening credits of...
of something, apparently.
Of Freedom Downtown. Have you ever seen that movie, by the way?
Obviously not.
You need to see that movie. In fact, I have a copy of it right here.
Oh, as you point the CD at me.
Yes.
Or DVD, as it might be.
Anyway.
Yeah.
What else are we going to talk about?
I don't know. See, once again, that's the danger of starting a show with no clear path to go on.
Yeah, we need to...
I mean, we did start with language, so we could conceivably try to find our way back there.
Language?
Language. Words that we use.
What do you... Yeah.
Okay, well, first
I gotta turn this
off. Stop the fucking music.
Oh, that's such a good song.
That depends greatly on your own personal point of view, I suppose.
If you don't like, you know what? If you don't like it,
I didn't say I didn't like it. It's just not what I would qualify as.
Yeah, because
good.
there's no tragic chicks.
Shut up.
Oh, my dad grounded me.
When we turn these microphones off, I am hitting you.
I'm telling you, if you think your life is tragic and that you think either that you are a vampire or you do not mind performing actions with the end of crucifixes, by all means, give Largo an email. Stop over at synthetica.org/Largo and
drop me a line.
Drop that boy a line. Send some pics, some of those pics where you're sitting in the corner looking all disheveled like somebody just beat you with a pick handle.
Pale and tragic, I think, is the phrase.
Yes. Speaking of pale and tragic, did you see that chick at the mall tonight when we were walking around?
Which one?
The one with the short hair.
There were several with short hair.
Okay, the one with the short hair walking around who wasn't in the store that she was supposed to be in.
Yes, yes, I did.
She was actually kind of cute.
Yes, yes, she was.
Kit, don't worry about it. I prefer blonde.
Well, she had some sections that were dyed blonde.
Well, I prefer real blondes.
Okay. Yeah.
Anyway.
Then again, this is once again falling into that category of things about Largo's sex life we really don't need to know.
You know, it would be weird, though, if the boy was here, because by this point we would be talking about some odd Irish woman with some weird manifestations and a controller grafted to the skin on her back.
Okay, yeah, anytime I think my fetishes might be a slightly odd.
The boys are just out there. I mean, that guy would, that kid would fuck pixels. I swear to God.
Yeah.
And I wish he was here, because he would be agreeing. He'd be like, no, I can't say anything about that.
The weird thing is, these conversations have occurred.
Yes, we've had these conversations. What if Dante and Ares got... I love... You know, that's so funny about fan fiction, is these crossover things, like Harry Potter fanfic.
Oh,
you know, everybody screwing everybody.
Okay, anytime I actually feel the need to feel better about myself, I can either go to the forums on theforce.net, or I can hit fan fictions.
The forums on the force. I feel so bad for those guys. Jeez, I wish I could buy them all hookers.
Oh, God.
We know we just lost every listener on those message boards. Jeez.
Oh, sorry, guys.
Well, this show just went to shit. Hey, I bought Coke in a glass bottle today.
Where in the hell did you find Coke in a
Wegmans.
Glass bottle? Wegmans.
Yes, Wegmans.
Wow. I have not had Coke in a glass bottle since I was like 5.
It's very tasty. It doesn't taste any different. Well, it does. It's not as...
No, there
for some reason, it's not as carbonated. It's not as bubbly. And it's smoother.
I don't care what anybody says. There is a difference between something bottled in plastic and something bottled in glass. I mean, it's most apparent,
or
obviously, in beer. I mean, because in beer...
I cannot drink beer out of a plastic bottle.
No.
Or a can.
No.
I do not. I refuse.
It's got to be glass.
Yeah. And I won't drink it out of a plastic cup.
Well, if it's coming out of a keg, I can actually
drink
it out of a plastic
cup. Unless I'm playing Pong.
But, I mean, and again, we want to talk about completely different. Bottle, can, or keg.
I still don't. It depends what it is in the keg. And it depends how it comes out, if it's carbon, if it's CO2 or nitrous.
Right.
You know, like the Whiskers, the Nittany Lion Inn here in town. They serve their Guinness cold, and they pump it with nitrous.
I didn't even know they had Guinness at the Nittany Lion Inn.
Oh, yeah. Their Truman Starr is a bartender there. And he's very good at what he does, but and the drinks there are very cheap, by the way.
Okay.
They're very, very affordable drinks. So if you're looking to get drunk cheap.
Well, it's not necessarily that I'm looking to get drunk, it's just I love Guinness.
Oh, no, but you don't want to drink Guinness here. For the reasons that I just told you, is that it's served cold.
Well, yeah.
It's
pumped. Let it warm, though.
It should be served warm.
That's what I'm saying. You can
Guinness,
let it sit there for a little
well,
while.
Okay,
warm
but
up.
It's pumped with nitrous.
Right.
Which is...
But even Guinness pumped with nitrous is still Guinness.
Understandably, it just the head's not. It doesn't feel the same in your mouth.
No, it doesn't.
There's something about those nitrous bubbles that aren't the same as those carbon dioxide bubbles. And I know that people are like, "Oh, there's a difference."
There's most
definitely
a difference.
When you're a connoisseur of
Okay, I'm not pretentious enough to call myself
a connoisseur. I'm not a connoisseur either, but I enjoy a good beer, and I enjoy a good draft Guinness,
a good stout.
That is done at 55 degrees.
Do you know how long it's been since I've had a good draft Guinness?
We need to go get one.
Well, it's a little. Well, it's not quite.
It's not too late, and we could go to the bar here behind the apartments.
Yes, we could.
And get one for a couple bucks, and it would probably be cold and pumped with nitrous. No, it's actually not too bad in a can. Or in a bottle.
Guinness is the only beer I will say that comes out better in a can than it does in a bottle, because in the can they have the little ball.
They do in the bottles now too, I believe.
Really?
Little cartridge, yeah.
Oh, okay. See, I wasn't aware of that.
Yeah, I believe they do.
Because in the cans they actually have a little ball in there that does the carbonation.
Yeah, as soon as you open it, it releases the carbon dioxide.
Yeah,
it's the only way you can get that damn thing to head.
Yes.
It's like drinking motor oil.
Beer, or it's a bread in a glass.
Yeah. You can just eat some ham and drink two Guinnesses and you had a sandwich. I like to make Irish car bombs out of Guinness as well.
Yeah.
But we just wasted like 10 minutes on
okay.
beer.
No, there's no such thing as wasting time talking about Guinness.
Okay, yeah. Email us. You know what? We never had any winners of the contest because the shows
we never
were there.
Posted the fucking
so,
show.
You know, the contests are over, except if you send us a piece of constructive email at livinginsin, and sin is spelled
S-Y-N,
at synthetica.org, S-Y-N-T-H-E-I-T-C-I-A. Spell that right?
I think so.
It's my own damn domain. I don't even know how to spell it. S-Y-N-T-H-E-T-I-C-A dot. Yeah. Synthetica.org.
And by the way, we will at some point actually have links to the various bits that we reference.
Yes.
Because 2 weeks ago we were referencing a web page that had a whole bunch of old pulp covers.
Gotta find that cover. We gotta find that again.
And
we did make some T-shirts, by the way. So.
Yeah, which are part of the giveaways.
Yeah, which will be at the giveaways for the Star Wars Extravaganza.
And we've also had several bands that we've featured who all have websites. We'll put those up.
Yes, we had to find. I had to find this
well,
stuff.
The ones I've put are fairly easy.
Okay. Yeah, we need to kind of go back through and find those.
But yeah,
one of us is going to have to suck it up and listen to the shows. Because I've just got done doing it.
Well, it's fairly easy. I mean, I know that for the very first show we had Clairvoyant and Scissor Kiss. That's pretty easy.
Okay.
Tonight we have Hungry Lucy, and I think we've got another Scissor Kiss coming up.
Yeah, we can get to that whenever you're ready.
Whenever I'm ready?
Or whenever we're ready, I guess.
Hey, you're the boss here. I'm the fucking sidekick.
Yeah, whatever. There's no sidekicks.
The co-host, then.
Okay, that's fine. Man, I love this pick. It makes me feel so good about myself.
Tell them what we're looking at.
This is the 404 picture from West Coast Freakers, which I had an article published. I might have said this already.
I don't think you have.
I had an article published about building a $5 beige box out of a Walmart Durabrand phone, which I tore apart and remodified so I could use it as a beige box, because there are a ton of cans around my apartment. That is going to sound like Greek to you, but any of you freakers out there will know what I'm talking about. So I built this beige box for like $5, and it works great for what I needed to do, and so I wrote up a little article and had it put in, and West Coast Freakers was gracious enough to publish that. You can find a link to that on hackermedia.net. Secondly, I'm also going to the Dayton Ham Fest this next weekend. I said that too,
yeah,
and I will be doing some audio recording from there. And if I can get, well, two things I want to play before we close out. Just one thing I want to play before we close out. Anyway, the picture that I'm looking at is this kid sitting on the phone, like in this great face, eating like a waffle and drinking a cup of coffee, and the thing underneath just says WTF.
And it really is funny if you look at it.
You have to
There's
see it.
No way to describe
yeah,
it.
You can't really describe it. It's funny.
It beats the hell out of R404.
Yeah, which is still
pretty fucking
which
funny.
Is still pretty good, because it's on every damn page, because most of the pages aren't up there. So, I mean, I'm hoping that
somebody needs to update our page.
I need to teach one of you how to code.
Well, the boy should know
how to write some HTML. That boy couldn't write HTML.
I'm just the one ignorant shithead over here in the corner.
The other thing that I'm working on is actually started to put the piece together pieces of the, I had mentioned this a couple of episodes ago, like the journal, the kind of publication that I wanted to put out. And if you'd be interested in writing a column of some sort.
Well, I'm
if you'd
a
like to if you'd like
that.
To stretch your writing fingers once again and write either a guest, you know, like a guest editorial or something.
Well, yeah, assign me a topic, Chief, and I'll do it.
Geekdom.
Oh, lovely, you're talking to a good, I am knowledgeable in the realm of geekdom.
That's what I'm talking about. Like, we were talking tonight in the mall about, here's what I want to talk about. Do you remember technology before the internet? Do you remember computers before?
I lived most of my life before
okay,
the
this
internet.
Is great.
Thank
and
you.
This is fantastic. Do you remember BBSs?
Yes, I do.
Have you ever dial on to any? Did you?
I not personally no, but I do know people who did.
Okay, and do you remember if there are any in around the area that we lived?
Oh, most certainly.
Were there really?
Yeah.
Were there any of those? Did you know anyone who ran one?
Not while they were running them. I know them now, and they did. Yeah.
Is it anyone that I could possibly talk to?
I'll see what I can do.
Okay. I mean. Like Hot Rod or something. He doesn't know anything about this stuff.
Oh,
does he?
God, no.
I know. I should have asked that.
You want to talk about somebody who's technologically illiterate than I am? Hot Rod. Good God, the boy and I had to go set up his computer the other week.
I know he's looking for like an ancient sound card, so I'm going to look for him while I'm at the hand fest. See if I can find one of the rummage tables or something.
Oh God.
But this stuff, Jason Scott stuff, has just been fascinating the crap out of me, and I think now I want to get him on the show again because.
Well, we blew it last.
Sorry,
time.
Jason. You can be mad at us, but I know you're really busy, and it's probably okay. But I want to get him back on the show again because this old computing stuff. We talked about this today about how counterculture is kind of getting away from this completely wired thing and getting back into some old wired systems. And I actually looked up some Telnet stuff tonight, and it's still out there. Library of Congress still has a Telnet site. You know, there's just some really cool stuff out there that's just old technology. So, yeah. So did you have a computer before the boy?
I did not, no. But like I said, I know people who did.
Like what?
Unfortunately,
kind?
Most of them are gone now. Isn't that? Christ, I don't have any pseudonyms for them. Two guys are living in Texas now.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You don't have to use pseudonyms. Cinnamon.
No, there are no cinnamons here.
So, okay.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, oh boy, thinking about it, I don't think any of them are actually around here anymore. They're all dispersed because that's one bad thing about living in a college town is that the population is extremely transient.
So what was the computing stuff like when you were in college?
Keep in mind, this was where I was very much first finding my feet. So I spent most of my time in the Mac lab, and it was mostly just word processing.
Really?
Yeah.
Emails? Did you guys have PSU email addresses?
Yeah, we did.
And how did you go about checking them? You had to go into a lab, you had a disk for Eudora?
Yep.
Yeah.
And that's actually where I did most of my wooing of one of my girlfriends. So
via email?
You got it.
Did
yeah.
you save those? Did you save those stuff?
Unfortunately, no, I did not. And I kind of wish I would have because, boy, some of that would be a laugh now.
Yeah, like some of those old, like that old transaction stuff is just kind of neat to look at.
Well, moreover, just some of the text that Luna and I exchanged would have been really hysterical to read.
And what about, like, scheduling classes and stuff? You didn't do...
That mostly was still, at that point, done through the bursar's office.
Did you actually have to go to the office?
Yeah.
Where was it at the time? It wasn't in the Shields building, because it wasn't built yet.
No. Oh, crap. Yeah, there are large holes in my brain.
That are filled with alcohol. That are soaked. It's like a chocolate chip cookie.
Yeah, kind of.
You don't remember?
No, most of it was either done in an office or over a phone. So.
I know you can do the phone. You can still do the phone system, which is great to play with. It's so much fun to play with. I have gotten so many different, people's grades.
You do realize you're making me feel like a freaking relic here.
No. This is cool stuff. It's fascinating to me.
Yes. Pull out the microscope and examine the fossil.
No, that's great. No, this is really, really good stuff. And just like the old, like when do you remember? Do you remember the first time you sat down or saw someone playing with a computer or, you know, experienced?
The first time I played with a computer was probably like in eighth grade where we were learning basic programming, and I actually sat down to write a text-based game.
So in Basic.
In Basic, yeah.
Okay.
And I never finished it because Basic was a fairly clunky language to work in.
Oh yeah, it's
and,
still.
And
oh jeez, I'm sorry. I want to get to that in a little bit
what,
here.
Okay, what was it?
It's Off the Wall.
Oh, okay.
Anyway.
But, yeah, I mean, I actually, because most of my eighth grade year, most of my free time, I spent actually just flowcharting this thing out and typing it up, and I never did finish the damn thing.
Flowcharting. Who touched? I remember learning flowcharting. In fact, it was probably one of the best things I learned when I was in middle school, was
uh-huh.
how to write good flowcharts, and it's something that I still use today. And, I've learned and use UML and an object-oriented approach to things, but there's nothing beats a good old-fashioned flowchart.
Yep, I owe it Mr. Hicks for that still.
Yeah, mine was taught by someone who actually happened to be my distant cousin because I went to that damn private school. But
yeah,
we didn't get the program
education for Largo.
Yeah, we didn't get the program or anything because we couldn't afford the interpreters.
Really?
Yeah, we couldn't afford the software.
Wow.
Which.
Oh, and actually, I'm wrong. My first experience with a computer was Hot Rod actually did convince his grandma to buy him a Trash 80. He had a TRS-80.
A Coco or just a Trash 80?
Just a Trash 80.
No color.
No color.
Okay.
But, yeah.
What'd you do with it?
Not
play Pong.
We didn't even play Pong. He tried to do, I think he learned to make his name go across the screen. And yeah, that was really about it, because he played with it a little bit and got frustrated, and that was it.
I have a Coco, too, sitting at home.
You do?
Oh, yes.
Oh, my
God. Oh, yes,
God.
And it still works. And
wow.
I hooked it up to a couple different TVs, and it still does. It is an amazing machine.
I'm impressed.
And unfortunately, the tape drive, it had the tape drive that you could record programs and stuff, and the tape drive was lost. When I got to it, the tape drive was gone.
You know, oh, Jesus, man, my aunt gave the boy and me, I can't remember what make it was, but it's an old, old, old computer. Not as old as a Trash 80.
Yeah.
But it actually has, I can't remember what the name of the game is. It was something ID did before Doom.
Oh, it was, that was an IBM PC, and it was a dog catcher?
Yeah!
It was dog catcher.
Oh, my God, yeah.
If you're familiar with old ID games, it's, this game, that game was like, pretty violent.
Oh my God! Yeah,
like you would get
burnt,
like
in half,
burn a hole through. It was like,
for your chest.
Yeah, this was a prequel to like even before Commander Keen. Like it was old. Yeah, I remember that. It was an old DOS box.
It
came from some company because I remember sitting there and like, what the heck
I
is this?
I can't remember
and
where
was,
Auntie got that
it was
from.
Dog catcher.
Oh my God! Yeah.
Yeah, that was an old box. I think that had like 100, like a 50 meg hard drive in it, like dull 50 megs in it or something. It was a great machine. My first machine was a Trash 80 that my neighbors had, and they had got it, and they didn't have any interest in it, and I sat over at their house for weeks playing with that thing. And then my parents actually took out a second mortgage to buy me a 386 when it first came out
on
the market. And I had that machine forever. And then the boy got his 486.
Yep.
And we did all that Doom programming.
Yep.
And
which, by the way,
there is a famous line, the most famous line of like this. We've always called ourselves this like this loose confederation of us. We've always called ourselves like the slack asses.
Yep.
And
slack
like,
ass games.
And the quote of slack ass has always been, "Hey, you can put your face in Doom." Which came
from my cousin of
Largo and the boy, and from that I said I will look at the boy and say,
You can put your face in Doom.
Here we are sitting here with these stupid computer degrees because we could put our face in Doom.
Which, by the way, we should note, the boy has finally passed.
Yes,
the boy is graduating.
I wish you were here. We can celebrate this when we're doing this back the spectacular.
Well, we can celebrate during the Star Wars spectacular. Moreover, he ought to be back by Friday or Saturday.
Hopefully.
So,
are you planning? Is mom planning a party?
She was initially, but
since the
funeral, I don't know if she's still planning it or not.
Okay, because I could really go for a cheeseburger.
Yes, good old. We can actually drop docs on mom. We can say a Jan burger.
Yeah, we can say a Jan burger.
You, listener, must understand that when my mom makes hamburgers,
or
they are like 2 inches thick, like 5 inches in diameter. They are just the most massive hunk of meat.
Denny's holds no candle to a Jan burger.
Yeah, and they, oh my God, they are good.
They're great. They're great. It is, and spaghetti, and just, and it, man, eating at your place.
There is a reason that Largo is 280 pounds.
Anyway, so we're in an hour and 15.
Okay, so we ought to play our closing.
We ought to get it close up. I am going to play just a little track here. Just
what's
a little piece here.
I guess a lot of people feel the same way when they're told that they actually are responsible for inspiring people. I mean, yeah, it feels great, but at the same time, you know, you feel like this can't be right.
You're listening to the voice,
you know,
of a man
because
Goldstein.
I'm really just speaking out for myself, my own viewpoints, my own selfish opinions here, and to think that it actually is moving people to do things on their own. But at the same time, then I look at other people who probably would say the same thing when I say that they inspire me. It's really kind of an even-keeled thing where we all sort of inspire.
Oh, geez.
What happened?
That was unexpected. I think it was buffering and then it quit. Yeah, I'm sorry, dear
really
listener.
It's a waste of money. Understand the responsibility
of
the implications technology has in our daily lives.
Right, we only
I'm currently in the process
radio,
of getting this show called Living in Sin, S-Y-N.
That's all I wanted
on
to
a
hear.
Local student-run radio station. And to top it all, I am currently in
the... Yes, and that was the letter that I had written to Emmanuel Goldstein.
It's a fairly long, detailed,
yeah.
And actually incredibly well-written letter.
Thank you. Thank you. It took me a day to write it. No, I if you're going to do something, we've talked about this earlier, if you're going
to
write something...
Take the time to write it well.
It doesn't take long. All right, well, I think that's going to do it for tonight.
Okay, yeah. So we're closing out with Scissor Kiss song?
Scissor Kiss, I believe. Yes.
It's called Moon Colony off their album Where's My Silver Love, which is
Where's My Silver Hair? My Silver
right there.
Yeah, it's this is a great track, and I think this theme, this song really fits kind of the living in sin.
The theme of the show, as it's supposed to be, which we've not honestly lived up to on several of our episodes.
Yes. Is a jaunt through technology, and I said to Largo one of the things that I wrote in a paper, a senior or a final essay once was, I woke up expecting
Bradbury, and all I got was Gibson.
And if you're a sci-fi junkie or into sci-fi postmodernism,
fiction.
You will understand what that means. So this is
Scissor Kiss
with Moon Colony. This has been Living in Sin.
And we'll see you next week for
the Star Wars
extravaganza.
Yeah, be there. Later.
Where is my silver hair, my silver clothes, my cyber implants, baby? Where is my silver love? Where is my silver home, my silver car, my silver spaceport, baby? Where is my silver love?
Yeah. the hell is that shit?